Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Tonight, Milwaukee Public School Board holds a hastily scheduled special meeting at the request of Board President Marva Herndon.
The board is taking this matter very seriously, and we want to hear from the public.
Are you sure about that?
Let's talk about it. Give us the dollar amount, Marva. How much he's screwing over NPS this time?
Shame! You will not shut us up!
That's the last time the board heard from the public. That was Thursday night's meeting last week, where they were supposed to vote on the proposed budget for the coming school year. Instead, called the police on parents and others who were at the meeting who kept interrupting.
Good evening, President Herndon and members of the board. Keith Fosley, Superintendent of Schools.
Security.
This month's report highlights the eventful
loss. A good night for Superintendent Keith Fosley, who got booed when introducing himself. More on Dr. Fosley in a moment, as the revised agenda for tonight also includes a closed session of the board where his future with MPS will be discussed. But let's back up and revisit what this is all about. In the course of just over a week, we found out that funding for the federal government for MPS-run Head Start programs was being suspended over concern of mistreatment of students. And that state funding for MPS is in jeopardy because administrators literally didn't do their homework.
They organized for the city to pay a $250 million referendum while they knew he didn't turn in his homework.
Yeah, that guy there was on fire. We're going to focus on some of his comments more in a moment. But finishing the point, MPS is required to submit financial records to the State Department of Public Instruction in September. Not only did they not submit them, it sounds like they've completely dropped the ball.
What we've indicated to them is that we were very unlikely to be able to move forward with payments without some plan for how they're going to get us the data that we need.
What stands out to you there?
Some plan.
Without exactly what I heard. Without some plan. Not simply like, hey, send in those reports, or we didn't get the reports, or even, hey, finish up those reports, but without even a plan.
Anything.
To get this stuff done and off to DPI, months delinquent. That's Department of Public Instruction Executive Director Sachin Chetta talking with WTMJ. And here's the thing. Before you want to say, what do I care about what happens at MPS? I don't live there. We live in a suburb, or we live in an exurb, or whatever. This MPS problem is affecting every other public school district in the state.
We have to make sure that a month from now, when we deliver aid estimates to the entire state, that those are as accurate as possible. And so that's why we are riding MPS hard.
So MPS officials did not do the basics of their job. Even DPI is saying, we're not sending you any more money until you get us this data or some plan, right?
Some plan.
So what is at stake tonight? We've got a school board meeting tonight. Originally was scheduled simply to take public comment, as the board at least recognized with those parents showing up. Like, people have stuff they want to say about this. They also added late an addition to the agenda for tonight, and that is a closed-door session where they would consider the future of Superintendent Keith Fosley. Posley's not talking.
Are you concerned about the DPI? This doesn't just impact MPS students. This impacts every student in Wisconsin.
It's TMJ4's Megan Lee. She was shouting at Posley as he left for a closed-door session at that last meeting. TMJ4's Jenna Ray tracked him down in a parking lot the other day, was shouting questions at him. He had
was not talking.
Not playing. And he had some guy with him, too. I don't know if it was a communications guy, but the guy's like, well, you need to ask for an interview, which, fair enough. I've been that guy, and I've never been somebody who wanted to chase people down and be like, you need to talk to me, whatever. But when you get stonewalled, when you've gone through the channels and you've said, I need this person on the record, and I don't talk about regular old folks. It's a public official. And when you've asked for that meeting and you don't get it.
Multiple times, by the way.
Then I'm sorry. Yeah. you're going to get found in the parking lot. So public comments tonight. It's going to be a barn burner at the auditorium at MPS headquarters. Meeting starts at 5:30.
We want to hear from the public.